Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and you can watch Liberty Conspiracy Live each Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter /X at Gard Goldsmith. It's G-A-R-D Goldsmith. You also can visit my Substack, Gardner Goldsmith, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, and find my articles on economics and breaking news at mrctv.org. What's on tap, my friends? What's on tap? Well, first we start with something that might seem a little innocuous, but I want to bring it up right at the start. A couple minutes to go into something that isn't as hard-hitting and so on, but when we think about the pervasive atmosphere around us and the way they couch terms, the way the media coddles things and massages things, I think this might be good to bring up right at the start.
And I selected it for you, my friends. You know what it's time for? It's time for us to get into, of course, climate cultism with our friends Cool in the Gang.
But oh, it's too hot. It's too hot, lady. I gotta run for shelter. Gotta run for safety. It's too hot. Too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we have made so long ago. You were my love. Oh, my love.
Yeah. We start off with
high. We never took the time to stop and feel the need.
I like Cool in the Gang. I got to get some vinyl of Cool in the Gang with the old style album covers. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. We'll have a music dance party. It wasn't Tiger's mix the other night. Fantastic. I don't know if you're watching Angry Tiger or listening to Angry Tiger on Free World, but man, he was the DJ. He was what he played. All right, so what's the climate stuff about tonight? There are so many different things to cover. So I'm going to hit on a couple of these things. And at first, they might not seem to be connected, but they are. Clearly, they are. Okay, so first, if you follow my Twitter feed, and by the way, I usually try to mention this a couple times each Monday through Friday, but if you want to find any of the news stories that are on this news program every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, go to my Twitter /X feed. It will be in there for that day 99.9% of the time. On Mondays and Sundays, you can also go to my Sunday News Assembly at Substack and see the 20-plus stories and now two video clips I'm trying to pack in each Sunday of breaking news stories that often pertain to liberty, plus contextual information to carry away that intellectual ammunition for, you know, application into future situations. But Cool in the Gang introduces this subject in a very broad way. So what's the, I'm thinking about that song now. What are some of the specifics? Well, if you go to my Twitter /X, you will see this repeatedly out there, and there's more and more information coming as Peter from Sweden has been covering this a lot. I think some people might have thought, oh, he's putting too much out there. These aren't that big. These are very, very big blockades, protests, and so on happening all over the place. It's in Germany. It's in Poland. A lot of Polish farmers are moving to support these folks. It's in Sweden. We already saw it almost a year ago in the Netherlands, and we're seeing it in more and more places as farmers are starting to protest. But one of the things that I mentioned last week was the way that the pop media was depicting the German protesters, because they said that the German farmers were protesting the withdrawal of subsidies for diesel fuel. And the minute I heard that, I said, you know, I bet you that's bogus. I bet you it's much like baseline budgeting. Or it's like the way that they depict the tax write-offs or the taxes that the government doesn't collect from, say, oil companies as a subsidy. When they don't steal from you, when they don't pick your pocket, when they leave you with what you've gotten voluntarily from a customer or from a friend, when they leave it to you, that's a subsidy. Because the assumption is that the government owns it first. They own you. They have a claim on you and your skills and your labor. You are their slave. So they can take chunks from you. And when they don't, they're giving you something. So in Germany, that was exactly the case. The German farmers were able to write off a certain amount in taxes, and the German government had lowered the diesel tax for a temporary period during the lockdowns. And then what happened? They were going to bring back the diesel tax and restore it to exactly what it had been previously. So the German farmers were saying, no, how about you leave us the heck alone and stop gouging us? That was depicted by pop media, particularly the Associated Press, as a subsidy. And guess what they're doing to the French farmers? The exact stinking same thing. And I'll tell you, because I sort of grew up looking at this stuff, right? So it looks like I've landed in the right spot working with the MRC TV folks. And probably many of you noticed a lot of the same things as you were growing up. You're saying, you know, this is worded strangely. Or I'm watching this newscast. What are they not showing me, right? Luckily, I had access to a lot of libertarian journalism and stuff that my dad would get. And I would see the stuff that was missing. Right? That's one of the reasons why they want to shut down all these alternative platforms of free speech. They don't want people to know the information that is being withheld from them. That's exactly the modus operandi that they took towards the COVID information, towards the mask information, towards the mRNA information, towards the PCR test information. All of it, right? That's what they don't want you to know about economics. That's what they don't want you to know about minimum wage. That's what they don't want you to know about the U.S. Constitution or even deeper philosophical constructs of moral interplay between human beings, which means that the Constitution is also illegitimate. It doesn't have any authority. I never signed on to it. It doesn't have any authority over you unless you agree, say, I'm going to live by the Constitution. And then you're still really the one with authority. You've made the choice. Nothing that's imposed on you has any authority in any way from man to man. The only authority over you is your creator. That's all. The rest of it is all voluntary interaction. And if you impose your will on somebody else, you're breaking the creator's ordinances, the creator's natural God-given rights to other people. So, when we look at this, I grew up looking at this stuff, and I would have debates with my teachers, say, you know, what's not being reported? And they were like, well, don't you watch CBS News? Walter Cronkite is very trustworthy. I was like, really? Do you know what he didn't report? And they would say, well, where are you getting that? Like, jeez. That was the time when one particular teacher, Mrs. Cross, used to pull my hair, and she threatened to pour a soda over my head. It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I looked at the French story. I saw it bubbling over the weekend. Peter Sweden was tweeting or Xing a lot about that. Eva van der Bloedek, or I think that's the name, how you pronounce it. I screwed it up a couple weeks ago. She's been putting out a lot of information about this as well. Russell Brand has been talking about it. So I saw some of the reports. And the first thing that happens, folks, if you go to look up this information, let me show you what it looks like when you go to try to find this info. You've got to do a search that's very specific, but you'll come up with things like France drops plan to reduce subsidy for agricultural diesel. Oh, but wait a minute. If you put in the right terms, then you come up with this. France drops plan to decrease farmers' diesel discount. It's a tax break. It's not a gimme. It's not, and it's not even like the earned income tax credit. It's not like, hey, we're going to give you money even though you don't pay taxes yet, which is what the earned income tax credit is. They're front loading what they're assuming they're going to give you later for Social Security and Medicare or that sort of thing. They're saying, oh, we'll give it to you now, even though they're still promising to give it to you later, too. It's just a subsidy. It's not that. The French farmers and other truckers and things like that, and the diesel protests that are going on, it's not about a subsidy. And let me show you the Reuters piece. And I had to do multiple searches for this. In fact, let me see if I can show you what the original search looked like when I found it. No, I'll have to show you later on. The original search really just it was more of that stuff. They vowed to protest despite the subsidy being pulled and stuff like that. You have to put in increase in diesel taxes or something that pertains to diesel taxes return. So here's the story. France drops plan to reduce subsidy for agricultural diesel, PM, but it's not a subsidy. So remember, this is the way that it looked earlier. Oh, I'm on a new thing. Yeah, they're still calling it, because I refreshed it, they're calling it a diesel subsidy again. But you saw the original. Let's go to this story. The French government will drop plans to reduce tax breaks on diesel fuel for agricultural use, French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said on Friday as he tried to calm protesting farmers who are threatening to block key entry points into the capital. Speaking in a farm with his speaking notes in a bale of hay, Attal also said, quote, "We will put agriculture above everything else." French farmers have blocked one of the main motorways linking Paris with the northern city of Lille and Belgium on Friday, and we're getting ready to block other highways to Paris. So let's go back now and show you what's been going on. Some of the video footage. This coming, again, from Peter Sweden. He's Peter from Sweden. His real name is, I don't know what his real name is. Peter Emanuelson, that's it, yeah. So here we go. Here's a little bit, just to show you. Here's some more. The cab drivers have joined in from Paris and surrounding suburbs. Remember, everybody, just a quick reminder that in France, they have banned short-hop flights unless you're special and you're with the government. And, of course, you're going to be, you know, speaking on climate. You can't take flights within a certain zone of Paris. You can't do that. They have to be longer flights. They want people to ride public transportation and things like that. And, of course, this all has to do with the climate canard. They have vastly, vastly restricted energy all throughout Europe, and they are paying the consequences of it now. Prices have shot up. Of course, the belligerence against Russia all through the years that led to the Russians invading Ukraine has seen the response of all sorts of energy blockages of direct Russian energy exports. Saw, of course, the blasting of the Nord Stream pipeline. Germany has been starved for energy. We saw last year that Germans were actually foraging for wood to be able to burn in their houses to keep warm. Over a year ago, Boris Johnson, who, by the way, says that he will volunteer now to enter the military to fight the Russians. Yeah, Boris, we believe that one as much as anything else you've said. Yeah, Boris Johnson had warned people that it was going to be a winter of austerity, trying to bring back echoes of World War II. You know, what are you going to have people sleeping in the tube stations pretty soon there? Huh? You're going to have Paul Weller with a new version of Down in the Tube Station at Midnight, but a guy getting knifed in the tube there, Boris? What a jerk. So I just want to lay that out for you, because if you see these reports, please remember, this is a direct consequence of their manipulation of energy supplies, of their need and desire to gouge people for their energy use, to increase expenses and kind of try to keep driving people towards their desired paramour, the paramour of electric so-called green wind and solar that doesn't work, that isn't viable on a large scale, and that causes all sorts of problems if we're talking about the laying of electric lines because those electric lines typically are very dangerous, as people saw in Lahaina, Hawaii. And as I reported years before that, the electric lines that they run over the land that is owned by either the state of California or the federal government out in California, that PG&E runs their power lines over, and literally as the second of the terrible Napa fires were happening within the course of a year and a half of each other or 2 years of each other, I literally was watching television news, live action maps of the fires as they were starting and spreading, and they were all in areas of government-run lands where they don't take care of the land because they have no incentive to do so, because they won't pay the price the way a private landowner would for liability if his misuse of the land, if his inability or disinterest in taking care of husbanding the land and getting rid of the dry wood, if that were to cause damage to somebody else's property and he were found liable. Government doesn't have to worry about that stuff. Just look at what's happening in Lahaina. This happens all the time. The PG&E power lines run directly over government-run lands. And in fact, after the second of the Napa fires was so devastating, people lost their lives. And of course, after Governor Gavin Newsom and Vice President Kamala Harris did a photo op on people's private land, and the people didn't even know that their whole house and their yard had been utterly destroyed by fire until they watched the news and they recognized the jungle gym in the background where the governor and the vice president had decided to hold their press availability and get shots taken as they walked around. They didn't even know that their house had burned until those obnoxious characters set foot on their private property that their actions and their philosophy destroyed. Their corporate fascist connections to PG&E, which, by the way, if anybody ever tells you that the electricity market in California was deregulated and that it was put out on the market itself, that is utterly bogus. The retail was they allowed for competition in retail, but the wholesale market is dominated. 99% of the state is controlled by PG&E. They have government agreements in perpetuity, pretty much, the way many states do, either with their state power suppliers or their regional power suppliers. Like Texas, it's a regional power supplier. It's not just Texas. It's connected with a bunch of other states. And they completely screw it up all the time. They don't have to please customers. They don't have to pay off liabilities. It doesn't matter. Let me give you an example. Here is one of the latest stories that I saw today, and I thought I tweeted this one, but I looked for it in my Twitter/X, and I didn't find it. So I went back in my history. California faces deepening insurance crisis as more providers exit the market. Now, why would home insurers leave the market? Unless, of course, you know, they had been really worried that a bunch of hammering would be happening around Nancy Pelosi's house, and your house was just like Nancy Pelosi's house all around California. Unless they thought it was like, you know, poop all over the streets, even in your neighborhood in California. Or is it fire threat? Yes, it's the threat of fires. So now people are really feeling it. Check this out. Even if they didn't experience fires, they're experiencing the secondary and tertiary effects of central planning and the lack of freedom. And again, these are the consequences, the consequentialist outcomes, the practical bad things that happen because of the initial bads of government claiming control. California faces deepening insurance crisis as more providers exit the market. Huh? That's right, Scoob. You got it. Now, this is one of the little dumb slideshow things that they put together. It originally came out from All Things Finance. So let me show you this one. California faces deepening insurance crisis as more providers exit the market. So the first little thing that you see doesn't give you much information. Of course, the Hartford Financial Services Group Incorporated, also known as the Hartford with the stag, is the latest to join a growing list of insurers withdrawing from California. Thanks for repeating the headline. I know I've done it to you. Sorry about that. Let's go to the next one. They announced on Wednesday last week that starting in February, happy Valentine's Day, they won't offer new personal property insurance in the state. Now, why would that be? I just can't figure it out. The Hartford will stop offering new personal property insurance to residents of the Golden State, but the company assured the San Francisco Chronicle that current policies still will be renewed. Ah, but how much will they cost? We got to go past this one. This move by the Hartford mirrors actions by other private insurers, including State Farm and Allstate, which both ceased issuing new policies in the state in November 2022, citing, oh, finally they give it to us, wildfire risks. Can you believe that a state can be that screwed up? And this is the climate cult. This is the centralization of a power supply system. And putting those two things together results in this. It's the environmental wackos. We can't give up the land to private people. Really? Yes, we have to force private people to pay for what we think the land should be doing. Wait, what? Aren't you a private person yourself? Well, yes, I have my own ideas, but I was elected. So all of you people who won the election are going to force the other people who are also private people. You're going to gang up on them. It's a capo racket. It's just a mafia. And they have restricted this land from actual husbanding, and they have made it a fire hazard because PG&E gets very cheap rates to run their power lines over the government-run lands. They don't have to buy the opportunity from private landowners. It is absolutely tinder waiting to be torched. It's incredible. Here it is. Research indicates that here is their depiction of it, everybody. Check it out. Let me blow this up big, put myself down small like Steve Martin. Research indicates that the climate crisis, how many loaded terms, how many assumptions can you pack into not even a sentence, but a prefatory clause? Research indicates that the climate crisis is intensifying extreme weather events like wildfires, hurricanes, and tornadoes. No, there is no valid, viable research that's open to debate that indicates any of that. If you look at the statistics, violent storms and weather conditions have actually not gotten worse. It's man-made problems that have nothing to do with people using an internal combustion engine. It has to do with central planning. Wow. And, of course, they say states like California and Florida are facing a growing insurance crisis. Amazing. So what's going to happen next, do you think? Do you think he'll start to introduce some proposal, or somebody else will introduce a proposal that will say, hey, we need to subsidize insurance. We need to have government-run home insurance. We'll be back with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raising concerns about his cognitive acuity, so much so that Republican Rep. Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment. to remove President Biden from office following that report that described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people we care about most and referring to undocumented Americans. That comment went viral, people calling it an oxymoron, others saying this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and you can watch Liberty Conspiracy live each Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter/X at Gard Goldsmith. It's G-A-R-D Goldsmith. You also can visit my Substack, Gardner Goldsmith, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, and find my articles on economics and breaking news at mrctv.org. Let's turn to one other big item. And this one, folks, is just before we get to our major stories, is from the EPA. It's my new video for the, and one other thing, actually. You remember last week I mentioned, actually inside my Substack on Sunday, I mentioned that the Biden administration was busy working on stopping liquid natural gas rental space for people, companies that want to ship to foreign countries. They're putting a so-called pause on LNG storage space at docks. They're not going to allow for new storage space to be created. That's insane. If there's a demand for it, it needs to be filled. So let me show you over at MRCTV what I've written about this. And I don't think the William Shatner piece is out yet. Here it is. Energy Secretary plays dumb over Biden's vow to end fossil fuels. Now, woven into this is the reason that she appeared and why at the time that she played dumb over the weekend. She appeared on CNBC's sort of awkwardly titled Squawk Box with this host. What's the guy's name? Kernan. Joe Kernan. And Joe Kernan sort of fumbled and so on and so forth. He took a while to get to the point. But the subject at hand was about the Biden administration stopping the so-called institution of this pause, new LNG storage facilities at ports. Now, why the federal government is involved with that, I don't know, but I don't see it in the Constitution, do you? So, as I mentioned here, appearing like a sardonic court jester on CNBC's Squawk Box, Jennifer Granholm, the Department of Energy secretary, seemed to be there in order to defend or promote a new administration move to block further liquefied natural gas exports at U.S. ports. And if you head to my Sunday News Assembly, you'll see that I have this story linked, Biden pausing consideration of new natural gas export terminals. So this is not a good thing. And, of course, they're blaming it on the climate. So here we see Biden says, while MAGA Republicans willfully deny the urgency of the climate crisis, condemning the American people to a dangerous future, my administration will not be complacent. We will not cede to special interests. We will heed the calls of young people and frontline communities who are using their voices to demand action from those with the power to act. So what are they doing? They're making it more difficult to engage in speculation, first of all, for storage of natural gas, to be able to store the gas in a way that doesn't cost a lot, rather than having to draw it up as needed. These are all, and I'm only hitting a couple of the factors, but let me show you, before we even go to Granholm and her appearance, which goes into a different direction, let me show you the way another pop media outlet was depicting this, okay? Because this one comes to us from Axios. And you would think, okay, now hold on a second. Axios, are they actually being straight up? The risks of Biden's LNG pause? Whoa, Axios, cool. Let me enlarge that and get a picture. That's a keeper. Well, no, not really. They only lightly touch on a couple of the major factors that if you'd start to do this research, you're like, whoa, this is really, really bad. So they say why it matters. The decision has already become part of Trump v. Biden, the sequel. Oh, so it's political. That's why it matters. Yeah. The Energy Department announced on Friday it would freeze new permits. Permits? Oh, in other words, the government assuming power over people again. We can stop there. Permits. You got to get a permit to build something to store some stuff. What if it were a shoe storage facility? A barn? What's the difference? Again, if you've got private property, then LNG storage facilities would have to reach insurance demands for safety and security. When the government handles stuff, they don't have to do that. So you see nuclear waste, you see all sorts of stuff that the government handles. The worst examples of this come in Soviet Union history, Chinese history. The government of the various governments in the history of the world are the worst polluters in the history of the world because they have no incentive to keep things clean. And if they're ever going to be paying out somebody, it's not the politicians and the bureaucrats, very rarely, 99.9999% of the time, who are going to be held liable. It's the taxpayers in the future. It's the very people who got harmed. Their taxes are going to go back to them a little bit. How sweet. They're going to be subsidizing that. So here it is. The Energy Department announced on Friday it would freeze new permits as officials reassess the climate, energy security, and market effects of LNG storage, folks. This is how demented these people are. So here it is. It matters. Why does it matter? Not because of, oh, say, natural gas heat, price of natural gas, older people not being able to afford their natural gas bills, that sort of stuff. Not that. Not anybody drive a forklift, little forklift truck? They're LNG. Most of those are LNG. I used to drive around at the farm stand. They're awesome. They're super cool. You get the LNG tank on the back, scooting around. It's totally great. Well, that's going to cost more, which then has an effect on how farmers handle their prices. But that's okay. We can't have it stored. Or maybe it's a debate. Maybe it matters because of how it could affect the presidential campaign. It's the horse race. That's what's really at stake, according to Axios. The decision has already become part of Trump v. Biden, the sequel. On Friday, the former president and presumptive GOP nominee released a statement bashing the decision. Donald Trump also vowed to approve new projects on my very first day back during a campaign rally Saturday. Now, are they that flimsy and that thin here that they're not going to talk about what actually the issues are? That Donald Trump actually did mention a couple things. Capitol Hill probes. Let's skip this. So then we have context. The freeze won't stop the U.S. export surge. Now, look at the way that they depict this. They take the definition of surge from the Department of Energy, which doesn't, it's what is seen and what is not seen. What you're not seeing is how much more it should be surging. That's the point. They won't allow it to surge. They want to apply carbon taxes. They want to restrict the actual availability of liquid natural gas so you can't get it from Russia. They blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, so now the demand is circumvented. It's got to go through China and things like that. Like, I didn't even finish that. You know, you got Boris Johnson. It's going to be a cold winter. Well, Boris, you increase the cost, and you're still getting Russian energy, but now it's through a second party, and they're taking an extra chunk out of it, you dummy. So stupid. It's just getting sold by a third party. The freeze won't stop the U.S. export surge, as they call it, thanks to new projects authorized and under construction. Oh, really? Really? It won't stop that? No, it will stop it down the line. You've got projects going on now, but the other ones won't be going on. So what is that going to do? That's going to restrict what people invest in supplying more. It doesn't take a lot of thought to just go in a couple, like F. Paul Wilson, his saying is, ask the next question. The DOE points out that export capacity is already slated to double over the next few years. So what? What if it's slated to quadruple or quintuple? Maybe that's what it's supposed to be. But you're saying, oh, just be satisfied, it's going to double. That's the Department of Energy. They hate natural gas. Now we get to a couple points. Still, some analysts see near-term commercial consequences, given that buyers look to secure supplies far in advance. A Center for Strategic and International Studies primer notes that gas buyers, quote, will turn their attention from projects now in limbo to the U.S. projects already given the green light. Yeah, so guess what's going to happen to the investment money? It'll be gone. The decision could also aid other LNG suppliers such as Qatar that are seeking to lock up their own commercial deals. Thank you for at least hinting at some of the major problems. Unbelievable. Now, the major topic that was the subject at hand for the conversation that was had between Ms. Granholm and this guy on CNBC was that the Department of Energy and the Biden administration are both extremely interested. Let me show you the piece, actually, while I have the opportunity. They're both extremely interested in stopping fossil fuels. But she actually, and I'll show you the video tomorrow, so I'll just give you a little taste test here, a little appetizer. She actually tried to back away from the very open statements, hyperlink here, hyperlink here, hyperlink here, that you can find online of Joe Biden literally saying, we're going to end fossil fuels. As the headline for MRC TV reads, and this piece is out now, Energy Secretary plays dumb over Biden's vow to end fossil fuels. But in the end, folks, she admits it too. She says, essentially, well, there's going to be a time frame. We're phasing them out. So in other words, again, they're making choices for you. You're not phasing them out. They're phasing them out. So they're couching it. Yes, there's going to be an end. They're deciding on it, but they're putting it in the lovely cotton wrap of it's a phase out, so don't worry. Okay, now let's check out the other part of the Biden administration. As, yes, they are making a choice now on their environmental wacko side, literally to stop people from being able to use one of the most important chemical breakthroughs in the history of the planet Earth. Here it is. Check it out. Environmental Protection Agency. Ah, yes. Guess what? They're on the verge of banning one of the most important chemicals in the history of mankind. Hi, everyone. I'm Gardner Goldsmith for MRC TV. It is methylene chloride, and it's used for everything from electronics to pharmaceuticals. Across its various states, it's an extraction solvent in food and beverage manufacturing. It's used in processing spices and decaffeinating beverages and even making hops for beer. It can be used to degrease surfaces and mechanical parts for cars, planes, and train tracks. It's used to extract chemicals, to make all kinds of medicine and supplements, and even to clean medical equipment. So, from beer to car engines to aircraft components to nutritional supplements and medicine, this compound serves to help billions of people, not just in the United States, but worldwide, allowing people to gain access to life-bettering products even in the poorest nations. But, of course, the EPA is concerned. So concerned that once more its thugs want to control us and our free will. And so the EPA on Thursday sent to the White House its wording for the chemicals ban. Why? Well, of course, to engage in terrorism and threats in order to protect us from our own choices. They noted that methylene chloride exposure, i.e. the improper use of the chemical, killed a whopping 85 people in the near 40 years between 1980 and 2018. Of course, on the practical level, it's easy to imagine how even the most seemingly innocuous compounds, such as dihydrogen monoxide, aka water, can and do kill small numbers of people each year.
This is a petition for dihydrogen monoxide. What it is it's a chemical that is found now in reservoirs and in lakes.
Whether the deaths be due to drowning or literally drinking too much water, people can fall prey to this clearly evil liquid. So, you gotta ban it. Get rid of it, EPA, even though, of course, it's very useful. Even though, as individuals, we have the natural right to be free and the right to willingly adopt all the risks we choose in life. The EPA's move has already been protested by the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, American Petroleum Institute, and the Ohio Manufacturers Association, OMA, who cite detrimental effects on the national economy if the chemical is banned. Oh, yeah, that's pretty obvious. The very existence of the EPA, however, is an imposition that by definition diminishes our financial ability to handle our own lives every day. Then, of course, beyond the economic drag it imposes on us by forcing us to pay for it, the EPA uses that tax money to then threaten and fine and ban and lock away all kinds of resources and products and the people who would really like to sell and buy them. They want to stop us from stepping forward with projects or simple purchases to help our lives and our loved ones. We don't need to study the practical potential consequences of this impending EPA ban. Because the idea of the bureaucrats trying to stop peaceful commerce is enough to see them as what they are, threats. In fact, the very existence of the EPA assumes that we have to pay for it. And so that is enough to end the conversation and oppose that force anytime.
Thanks for watching, everyone. Please like and subscribe, and please find us at mrctv.org. mrctv.org. While you're there, please visit the media resource.
So you can see that one is posted on YouTube, and so we'll see what happens over there. Sometimes they don't post some of mine on YouTube because they've gotten hit at YouTube so much that they'll just make the executive decision to move something just straight over to Rumble where free speech can live. So very interesting stuff, and I got to say, you know, it looks like this has been in the works for over a year, this ban. And it's unbelievable. It just, even on the practical level, you just say to yourself, you know, if you remove the very demonic approach to other people to say, well, I know better than you how you should run your life, and just look at the practical side of it, the benefits of this are just amazing. This chemical is incredible, and there are millions of very, very poor people who are going to be harmed because of this, whether it's more expensive medical care or engines that don't work, compressors, all sorts of stuff, vitamins, medicines. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, I definitely think that if politicians had set out to, or bureaucrats had set out to engage in a demon force attack on people and engage in real evil without, imagining they're doing good, they couldn't have thought of something that would have the same sort of impact nine times out of ten. This one is really, really bad. This is just unbelievable. And it's so quiet. It's so silent. You know, nobody's paying any attention to this. Just amazing. Amazing. All right, everybody. Now, I want to turn to our next big topic. And, of course, for that, we need a massive theme. And then towards the end of the show, I'm going to go into the Sunday News Assembly and give you a quick recap on some of the other stories that I think are important. Some are light, some are crazy, but you might find those interesting as well. You can head to my Substack and check that out. But, of course, because it is 6 o'clock on a Monday, there is already a lot of stuff to cover. Let's get into it, everybody. We need a theme from John Lydon and Afrika Bambaataa. We're talking war. But where do we go? There are so many places, right? All right, everybody. Well, let's find out the latest about this Tower 22. All right. So we're talking Jordan. And if you saw on the preview, I mentioned Lebanon, and I did that for a particular reason, not to confuse or anything like that. But this story about the blast in Jordan is a very big deal. And of course, you know, people have lost their lives. The United States soldiers who were there, I believe, what, three, that they're thinking maybe four now, but three at last count that I saw. But this has a bearing on a great deal. It has gotten Lindsey Graham, of course, saying, well, this happened in Jordan. This is clearly Hezbollah, and that means Iran, and so destroy Iran. Bomb Iran. Let's get on top of this now. Join the Lindsey Graham parade. And let's go. Come on. We've got to defend Israel against these evil Nazi-like people, even though we're friends with Nazis in Ukraine. You know, I mean, I'm going to get that. Hey, can we get that Oleh Tyanybok guy in from the Slovodar Party to tell us how important it is to defend Israel? Come on. Can we bring that guy in? He's awesome, everybody. I'm telling you, he's really great. Yeah, just have him leave the weapons we gave him outside the door. Okay, cool. Thanks. That's good. Oh, yeah. Well, no. Yeah. And the money, too. Okay. All right. And the political power. Yeah. Just, you know. Okay. Thanks. Cool. Yeah. Get rid of, like, the Nazi insignias and stuff like that, too, because we don't want to, you know, we want to keep that separate from our artifice to supposedly hate anti-Semitism. Okay.
And we need to be able to say that people who are critical of the policies of a state, that being the Zionist state of Israel, are anti-Semitic. So we don't want people to think that, you know, we're connected with Nazis or anything. So just have them hide the Nazi regalia. Okay, thanks. Cool. Bring Tannenbaum in. Thanks. So Lindsey Graham's all animated, of course. Got to wipe out Iran and got to keep going after them. People are saying, oh, Iran already has nuclear weapons. Well, that's interesting because Iran has always been very compliant with the IAEA. Somebody mentioned the other day that they think the IAEA is now being infiltrated or has been infiltrated for a while now with pro-Zionist forces. I don't know. That would definitely be a place where they would want to infiltrate, that's for sure, so they can make Iran look really bad. But Iran's always been open to the IAEA. They've always passed the inspections. They're not developing weapons grade nuclear fissile material. It's only for their power. And of course, the United States has already been shown, as well as working with Israeli and British forces, to have caused problems inside their attempts to run their nuclear plants, which could have harmed many, many people. That's what the United States has been doing. They had CIA-connected people try to infiltrate them with viruses in their computers to screw up their work to try to develop nuclear power. That's just just so unscrupulous, so bloodthirsty and terrible. They don't care about innocent life. They just don't. It's all a geopolitical stage. So let me show you what I got on... here we go. I want to show you the three U.S. troops. This is NPR. Biden vows to respond after three U.S. troops were killed and 34 wounded in a drone attack. All right. So this area, the reason this was confusing for me, at least, I don't know if you get the same deal, was that at first I was hearing this reported that it wasn't in Jordan, that it was actually in Syria. And I thought, wow, yeah, okay, you mean in that area where the United States is occupying Syria, as Donald Trump and Barack Obama and now the new president, they've all been occupying at least a third of Syria. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Join us every Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter /X at Guard Goldsmith. And feel free to stop by my Substack. It's Gardner Goldsmith Substack, G-A-R-D-N-E-R.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.